Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we are joined by Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Bouncing into the middle of the week after Easter, ha ha ha, that was a great joke, let's move on. And even though we are pretty well established in spring, we're already looking ahead to summer. Not the temperatures, but an internship program.
That's right. So I just wanted to get on here and highlight about April, into March, April, we really start shifting our focus to our summer activities. And we're about ready to square down our four interns that we will bring into the district this summer for our summer engagement program. This is the last year that we get to host these interns in Frontier Extension District. If you've heard about me talk about it in the past, the Kansas 4-H was granted a huge sum of money through the Department of Education about 3 years ago to hire interns out in the field to help combat COVID learning loss that our youth suffered during COVID. And so we've been having programming in our communities to help keep kids getting that education through the summer. So we've been doing this for the last 2 years, and we've made some really strong connections in the communities here in Frontier Extension District. And this is our last summer to be able to host these. And so I'm excited that we'll get to do programming for one more year here in the communities. So I really did my homework and talked to a lot of teachers and asked teachers, you know, what was the thing that kids struggled with the most through all of that experience? And it was a resounding sound of mental health. And so one program that we've been doing in all of the communities is our spin biking, trying to get kids outside, engaged, you know, focused on physical and mental health. I don't know if you do much research in the study of health, but it's really a three-pronged approach anymore. It's not only your mental health, but it's your physical health and then your, like, your spirit and your social, emotional health as well. And so our program is designed to focus on all three of those areas for children. I mean, it's been really successful over in Osage, and we'll be having that program again this year. But we're also going to bring in some leadership curriculum this summer that I'm really excited about. I talk on here already about how the number one phobia in, you know, in adults is public speaking. But communication is so much more broad than just public speaking, right? It's just being able to have more intrinsic dialect between individuals. And so we're really going to dive into communication and leadership skills with the youth, maybe kind of approaching that older middle school age, just because they can think one step further or one more in-depth, you know, step further into those leadership skills and qualities that we're going to try to bring out in the kids. We're going to do some day camps in the district, so stay tuned for all of those details here this summer. Some partners that we've been working with is the Garnett Summer School down in Garnett. So we've been working with the ORC here in Ottawa. We've had some really good success working with the libraries over in Osage County. So we're excited to continue those partnerships. Also, if you're listening this morning and thinking, gosh, we could really, if you've got a youth program, thinking we could really use some help with some programming areas through your summer activities, please reach out to the extension office. We would love to come in and partner with you and help create your programming for the summer for the youth. That's what it's really all about, the interns here, is to have those meaningful research, knowledge-based curriculum, programming, project learning activities that will keep our youth engaged and keep them intrigued and moving forward for the summer while they're not in school. So we're excited to come back into the communities this summer and work with everybody, and just kind of wanted to highlight it a little bit because we're finalizing all of those dates for our partners, and just wanted to give a shout out if there's anybody out there that are seeking for those type of programming, so please reach out and we can put something on the calendar and summer will be here before we know it.
That sounds like a great opportunity, not only for the interns, but for the folks who are going to get to be working with them.
Yes, yes. As you know, one fun thing about my job is I get to work from the youth from 7 to 18, but I really enjoyed bringing those. They have to be 18 and above for, like, I've been working with those college-age students coming back into their communities, too. So it's been fun to work with those. A lot of them have been past 4-H'ers, so we bring them back and see their growth pattern into their professional, you know, development. And so it's been a really fun thing that we've done, and I'm so glad we've taken part of it, and I'm excited to do the final year of it.
Fantastic. And I think it might be a good idea if during one of these extension reports, maybe you could bring those interns in.
Oh, yes, we will definitely do that, Audrey. I think they've done it the past 2 years. So, yes, stay tuned for their interviews as well.
The continuing adventures. All right. Well, thank you very much, Jessica. Do you have anything else for us today?
Just that there's a lot of activities that are being highlighted in 4-H in your newsletter, on social media, and on our website. So just pay attention. A lot of summer activities are coming out, and we hope you partake in some of those.
Very cool. Thank you for joining us this morning, and we look forward to talking to you again soon. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.